This is Audio 15. Module and Workbook 5 are all about finance. Now, a lot of people who start their own business really don't pay enough attention to this. I certainly didn't when I started my first business. Fortunately, I got away with it, and the business survived for 13 years until I sold it. But most personal business startups fail because they really haven't looked closely enough at how the money works. I know quite a few people who have gone back to work, or in other words, found a job, after a few months of trying to make their business work. The first thing to do is to work out how much it's going to cost, or how much it has cost, to get to the point where you can launch your business and start trading. There's a spreadsheet you can download to help with this. Download the PPCS Finance Pack, which is an Excel file with various worksheets to help you with your financial planning. If you don't have Microsoft Office, you can read these files with products like OpenOffice or Apple's Numbers. But I strongly recommend you get a subscription to Office 365, which works on Windows and Mac, for only $79.99 a year, which gives you access to the whole Office suite and is automatically updated. Next, you have to make an estimate of how much it will cost you on a weekly or monthly basis to keep your business going. This is called working capital. And what you do is assume that if there were no income coming in, how much would you have to spend to keep going? By doing this, you'll get a good idea of the minimum amount of income that you need each month to avoid going out of business. At this stage, it need only be a guesstimate. You'll get into the nitty-gritty details later on.